Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Park Place Christian Church this beautiful morning. Dry, dusty, allergies, I can't hardly talk. My name is Sean Kelly. I'm your worship leader this morning. This is your first time here. Welcome. I'm glad you joined us this morning. On behalf of the members and leadership of the church, we want to welcome you and extend a special welcome to our guests and visitors this morning. Don't forget to sign the attendance pad so we can have a record of who's here this morning. Those of you online, we welcome you. If this is your first time, we extend a special welcome to you. On the information table this morning, out in the narthex, as always, we have cards to individuals in the church letting know that we're thinking of them and praying for them. So if you didn't have an opportunity before the service, stop by. And the card this morning is for Cindy Moore. Haven't seen her in a while, so we're definitely missing her. On the back of your bulletin, there's some upcoming announcements, schedule of events, so I'll highlight a few of them. Evangelism membership, Wednesday, April 17th at 5:30. Worship ministry meeting, Wednesday, April 17th at 5:30. And men's fifth Monday. It's going to be in Galva, April 29th. And I know the sign-up sheet's up there. I need to get my name on there, too. So pizza night, look like there's a sign-up sheet for that. And there's several names on there. So if you want to come join the movie and have some pizza, it'll be April 27th at 5:30. Are there any other announcements? Let us prepare ourselves for worship so that we may experience the love of Christ and His presence here with us during this worship service this morning. Please stand if you're able for the call to worship this morning. Christ taught us that we had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. Sometimes it's as easy as saying the word. Sometimes it's as hard as moving the mountain, shovel load by shovel load. Yet faith has accomplished the impossible. Our hymn would be, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me, 529, all verses. Let us pray. God, today grant us strength to do as you please, wisdom to discern your best for us, compassion to serve others who need you, power to overcome the world's temptation. Lord, thank you for the faith that we see lived out in your Son, Jesus. Help us to learn from his example and grow in our faith daily, moment by moment. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're here today as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship God and to be renewed in God's faithful spirit. So it's a wonderful time for us to be together. Well, now we're going to prepare our hearts for prayer. And as we do, are there concerns that we want to lift up, or are there joys that we'd like to celebrate? Let's see one over there.
Ellie, and I might have a voice and I might not, so I apologize. Bless the allergies. Andrea graduated from Madonna this week, although she still needs more therapies, but she'll do that just a couple of days in Wichita and McPherson. But she is definitely doing better. Thank you for all your prayers and concerns.
God, that's good news.
Hampton, and I try not to talk every Sunday, but Loretta and I are both sick with a crud or with allergies and colds.
This is Dan Roth. And Marilyn and I are very grateful to be part of a Christian family like we have here at Park Place. She's doing quite well, and we very much appreciate all the cards and letters and visits and prayers and food and flowers everybody sent. It's just overwhelming, your support, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Any others?
We have one from online. Elizabeth Kellogg would like to ask prayers for Tony Prophet and her family in the passing of her dad. The services will be tomorrow.
Okay. So remember the prophets in our prayers. Let's also continue to remember Donna Basinger. She had her mother's funeral service, I believe, just this last Monday, and then her brother, as we know, passed away recently too. So let's continue to remember her in our prayers as well. Get my microphone adjusted and we'll be okay. All right. Well, let's pray together. Almighty God, as we gather today, we thank you for loving us. And we thank you for caring about us. Lord, in those difficult moments when we wonder whether our lives have any purpose at all, we look up to you. And Lord, when we do that, we realize that it is you who gives us value and purpose. Lord, when we feel alone, we turn our eyes toward heaven. And we are reminded that your love for us endures forever. And so we thank you, Lord, for giving value and purpose to our lives. And we praise you that your love never, ever fails. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for those times that we have ignored your will, and forgive us for the times that we have failed to love one another. Forgive us, O God, and then please show us how to live as you would have us live. Fill our hearts with your compassion and love so that we will desire to love one another as you have loved us. We ask you too, Lord, to be with all in this church who are sick or who are struggling in any way. We ask you, O God, to give them strength, to give them patience, and to give them hope. We ask you, too, to remind them that we, as their brothers and sisters in faith, care about them. And we ask you to remind us to reach out to them so that they will know that they are loved. Lord, we especially lift up Ruth and Loretta as they struggle with illnesses. We ask you to be with the Prophet family as they face a time of loss, and to continue to be with Donna as she, too, struggles. And Lord, we're so grateful that Andrea is doing well. We ask you to continue to have your healing hand upon her. Lord, we ask you, too, to have your hand upon Marilyn, too, as she continues to recover. We ask you, O God, to bless this nation and to bless this world. teach our leaders how to be honest, ethical, and responsible, so that the decisions they make will help and will heal and will inspire the people that they lead. We ask you too, Lord, to be with all people around the world who are being impacted by violence and injustice. Please take hatred and violence from the hearts of those who seem to be bent upon hurting others. Open the eyes of everyone in our world to your desire for us to love each other as you have loved us. We ask you now, O God, to inspire us to be living witnesses to your presence and to your power. Let our words and our actions show that we are your people and that your love dwells deep in our hearts. We ask you to let us feel your presence now as we pray together the prayer that you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture readings this morning comes from Matthew 13, 31 and 32, and then also 17, 19 and 20. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in the field. Though it was smallest of all the seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so the birds come and perch in its branches. Then the disciples came to Jesus in a private and asked, Why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you cannot say to the mountain, Move from here to there, or it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Hear this word for the people of God.
Well, in case you're wondering, I haven't forgotten or lost my mind or anything. That is, those are the same scriptures that we had shared with us last Sunday. But we're going to continue. Okay, did I have your word for a minute there, Sean? No, those really were the ones you're supposed to read today. Well, the reason we're sharing those scriptures is that I want to talk some more with you today about mustard seeds and about faith and about the importance of faith. Now, you might remember last week we talked about what Jesus told his disciples about mustard seeds. You know, Jesus said that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, just this much faith, that we can do incredible things. And as a matter of fact, we can even move mountains. Now, you might remember last week's story. It was the story of a young man who was possessed by a demon. Well, his father brought him to the disciples and asked him to cast the demon out. And they tried and they tried, but they just couldn't do it. The reason why they couldn't do it appears to be that they had no faith. You see, they were basically at this point in their lives just going through the motions. They were trying to perform miracles and trying to do incredible things, but they were doing all of this without God. And that just doesn't work. If we want to do something big, if we want to do something important, we can never afford to leave God out of the picture. Well, you remember in the story that Jesus came along and he healed the young man instantly. And then afterwards, the disciples asked him why they were unable. And that's what he told them. He said, you have to have this much faith, just this much faith, and you can do incredible things. You know, I always remember telling that story once at a chapel service at a retirement home down in Memphis. And what happened was the church where I was serving at that time, there was a Catholic nursing home just around the corner. And the chaplain came by to see me at church one afternoon. And what he said was this. He said, you know, we're a Catholic home and we have a weekly chapel service, but the service is basically Mass. But we have many of residents who are not Catholic. They're from a variety of different Protestant churches. And they've come to me and said, we just don't really relate to the chapel service. Could you have somebody do a service that we would understand? So I talked with members of our youth group, and I talked with members in our college and career group, and we decided to start a weekly service for the Protestant residents at that nursing home. Well, our very first service, I talked about that particular story, and I talked about the having faith the size of a mustard seed. But as I was telling that story, one of the kids in our youth group, his name was Mason, stopped me. He raised his hand and he asked, "Can we really move a mountain?" Well, Jesus said we could, and so I assumed the answer is yes. Through him, we really, literally can move mountains. We can do anything. But, you know, if you think about it, that raises a new question. You know, Jesus said if we have just this much faith, we can move mountains. But the next question is, why would we want to move a mountain? What would be the point in moving mountains? Why would God want us to move mountains? I mean, think about it. Why would that be important? Why would we need to move a mountain? Well, I don't know about you, but I believe that the answer to that question, does God want us to move mountains, is yes. God really does want us to move mountains. But to do that, to move mountains and to have it make a difference, I believe it's important that we understand what mountains God is wanting us to move. Now, God may not want us to move the Rockies or the Appalachians or any mountain ranges like that. Instead, I believe God wants us and wants this church to move some really big mountains, some really important mountains. So what kind of mountains am I talking about? What are the mountains that God wants Park Place Christian Church to move? Well, last week I gave you some homework. I asked you to let me know what mountains, as you thought about it, as you talk to God about it, as you pray about it, I asked you to let me know what mountains you feel that God is calling this church to move. Now, so far, I only received one response, and it was a good response, so thank you for sending it. But I'm going to save it until I get some more responses. So it's not too late. You can make up your homework assignment this week. Ask God what mountains God wants this church to move, and then let me know so that I can talk about them in my sermon. Now, I told you last week, if you didn't have any for me, this was going to be a really short sermon, but I'm not going to let you off the hook. You're going to have to listen to a whole sermon anyway. Well, you know, I can think of some mountains that I believe God wants this church to move, and I think they're pretty big mountains. So let me suggest a few. How about the mountains that exist in our neighborhood? What can we do as a church to reach out to our neighbors, to let them know that they matter in our eyes and that they matter in the eyes of Jesus Christ? Are there events we can plan? In fact, we've already got a pizza night coming up. But how can we let the people who live around us know that this event is happening? And how can we let them know that they are invited? And in fact, we want them to come. That's something we need to think about. It's something we need to pray about. It's something we need to take very, very seriously. And I believe it's the mountain that God wants this church to move. How about in the community at large? You know, Hutch Community College, I've been talking with them. There's all kinds of need over there. We have some potential to help them with a food pantry. I think there's some other opportunities that may come to the horizon pretty quickly. Could it be that the students there are another mountain that God wants us to move? The Head Start families, you know, they're here. We're serving them in our church, which is, I think is a wonderful thing. But are there other ways that we can reach out to them? Again, to share the love of Christ with them, to let them know that we care about them and that we want them to be here. Does God want us to move the mountain of recreating children and youth ministries at this church? You know, I look in the old church directories and I see all kinds of great things that happened in the past. Is it time for the past to become the present? For us to reinvigorate those things and to share the love of Jesus with kids in our community? You know, I also believe God wants us to move mountains in people's hearts. And those are some of the biggest mountains that you will ever encounter. Those mountains are formed by pessimism, by the inability to forgive or to move forward, by indifference, by disappointment, by fear, and by grief. You know, those mountains, as I said, are tough mountains. Those are some of the biggest mountains we will ever encounter. The problems that people develop in our hearts. You know, think about it. Mountains on earth don't just happen. They're created by powerful forces. Erosion, movement of tectonic plates, volcanoes, all these things form mountains on earth. And you know, the mountains in people's hearts don't just happen either. They're caused by the things that people experience in their lives, caused by events that put immense pressure on us, on our hearts and on our souls. You know, if those mountains exist in your heart, then they will keep you from being all that God has created you to be and all that God is calling you to be. So the question is, how do we move these mountains? And does God want us to move those mountains? Well, if you try to move those mountains by yourself, whether it's the mountains in your heart or the mountains in somebody else's heart, you're probably not going to get very far. Because you and I are not strong enough to move mountains all by ourselves. But the good news is, and the news that the disciples found when they had the issue of the demon-possessed boy, was that they did not have to move the mountains alone. And you and I don't have to move them alone either. If we are moving the mountains that God is calling us to move, then God will give us the strength that we need to do them. All we have to do is have just this much faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Well, you know, you can also help other people to move the mountains that are in their hearts. You can reach out to them. You can help them to make them feel better, to know that they're not alone, to know that there are other people that care about them. Now, moving mountains in somebody else's heart, again, is a very difficult thing to do. In fact, if they refuse to let you move those mountains, you're probably not going to have a lot of success. But you can still try. If you know somebody who's struggling, if you know somebody who's grieving, if you know somebody who's holding on to some bitterness or whatever the case might be, you can still try. You can still reach out to them. You can still let them know that you care about them and that God cares about them. And that if they're willing, if they're going to let you do it, that you will help them move those mountains. But you know, if you don't help them, if you don't even try, you can be sure of one thing. And that one thing is that absolutely nothing is going to happen. You know, Jesus said that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. But the question today, and the question that you as a church family have to answer, is do you really believe that? Are you prepared to move the mountains that God is calling you as an individual and calling this church as a Christian family to move? You know, if you believe that, then start moving the mountains today. Start by talking to God, asking God to help you see the mountains that are around you. Whether we're talking about mountains in the neighborhood, in the community, or in the hearts of the people that we're sitting next to in our pews. Ask God to open your eyes to those mountains, to those needs that are there. And then ask God to give you the strength, to give you the wisdom, to help move those mountains. If you approach that assignment with just this much faith, faith the size of a mustard seed, you will be amazed at what you can do. Again, not because you're so incredible, not because you're so strong, but because God's love is incredible. God's love is strong. All you need to do is have this much faith. Okay, let's pray together. Well, Lord, we thank you that you give us both the ability and the desire to move mountains. So, Lord, we ask you to help us to have our hearts and our minds tuned to you. Help us, Lord, to on this day and every day ahead, to ask you what mountains it is that you want us to move. And then, Lord, give us the courage, give us the faith, give us the strength to move those mountains. Not in our name, but in yours. For we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God has already moved incredible mountains. And as we approach the Lord's table now, we remember that. We remember that even though we've come up short of God's love and of God's purpose in our lives, that God still loves us, that God still cares about us. And that's why we approach the communion table, to be reminded of that incredible love. So let us begin our approach to the table by singing together our communion hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. I invite you now to a table of love. You know, if you don't know the story of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, I want to just briefly tell you a little bit about our history. We were founded by some men, last names Campbell and Stone, who came from Ireland. And they had been embroiled in all the conflict between the churches, Protestant and Catholic. So they came to this country hungry for a place where all believers in Jesus could unite together. And this is the place they found, the table of our Lord. Because they realized that this was the place where everybody, no matter what their church background happened to be, this was the one place where we could all be united in Christ. So this morning I invite you to join me at this table of love and at this table of unity, the table of our Lord. Would you pray for us?
Just like the tiny mustard seed that grows in a large bush, we take these small elements to remind us of the large and amazing blessing you gave us. Jesus came to live and die for us, tiny seeds of this earth. Let us be reminded of that each week as we come to the table. Amen.
As we gather at our table now, we remember. We recall that on the night that Christ was betrayed, that he took bread, and that after he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We remember that in the same way he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Let us now receive our Lord's Supper.
Our call to giving this morning: with God's help, we too can move the mountains in our lives. As people of faith, let us people of prayer, and bring us tithes and offerings to show God that we can too move mountains with your faith and prayer. In gratitude for all that God has done for us and given to us, we return a portion of these gifts so that we may be used to serve to others. Let us now receive our offerings this morning.
Please pray with me. As we started the week, this week, we witnessed the miracle of the eclipse that you gave us and all the excitement it created. People taking off work, driving long distances to get the best view. Every news station was covering it. The statement I saw that got my attention the most was, what if all the time, energy, resources, and time are chasing the sun, S-U-N, was spent on chasing the sun, S-O-N. God, before we ask for what we want, let us give thanks for what we have. Amen.
Well, as we've considered today, as we've approached our Lord's table, as we've thought about the faith, the things that we can do if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we're reminded how great God's love is. We're reminded that no matter what we face in life, whether good or bad, whether easy or difficult, that God is with us. But if you're worshiping today and you've not had the opportunity to embrace Jesus as your Savior, then I invite you to come forward and to do that this morning. Also, if you're worshiping and you're looking for a church home to be a part of, I invite you to come so that we can officially welcome you into this Christian family. And then finally, if you're at a point in your life where you feel that you need to reconnect and recommit yourself to Christ, I invite you to come forward so that we can all pray with you. Let's sing together now our invitation, which is Great is Thy Faithfulness. As we end our time of worship together, I remind you that God's faithfulness is great, that God's love is amazing, and that through God, if we have just this much faith, we truly can move mountains, mountains in our community and mountains in our hearts. So may God bless you and keep you now and forevermore. Amen.